Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Google published a paper in the journal Nature claiming the company's 54-qubit Sycamore quantum computer has achieved quantum supremacy. It can perform a calculation, in this case a technique for determining random numbers, in 200 seconds that would take the world's most powerful classical computer 10,000 years to perform. This is the paper that was inadvertently published on NASA's website a month ago. However, IBM researchers have proposed a method in which a classical computer could achieve that calculation in a more practical amount of time. IBM's method would require using hard drive space in addition to RAM and other optimizations to perform the calculation in 2.5 days rather than 10,000 years. Google announced its AI chatbot Google Duplex will launch in New Zealand as part of a limited test to confirm holiday hours for a handful of local businesses, making this the first time Duplex has expanded outside of the U.S. Google says businesses participating in the test will receive an automated call from Google asking to confirm their hours for the upcoming Labor Day public holiday on October 28th. Those times will then be automatically updated in Maps and Search. Google announced that it can't fulfill all pre-orders for its Google Stadia streaming service in time for its November 19th launch date. Stadia's Founders Edition customers are the only customers that are being promised delivery. A Google representative told Ars Technica that Founders Edition shipping starts the 19th and will be fulfilled in orders received, with Premier Edition shipments shipping in order after Founders. Google told The Verge that it expects all Founders and Premier Edition pre-orders to be shipped within the first 2 weeks of launch. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told the U.S. House Financial Services Committee Wednesday that the Libra cryptocurrency will extend America's financial leadership as well as our democratic values and oversight around the world. Zuckerberg claims China is preparing similar ideas. He also said that Libra would not launch anywhere in the world until U.S. regulators approve and added that this is not an attempt to create a sovereign currency. He likened it to existing online payment systems as a way for people to transfer money. He also emphasized that the system is in the hands of the Libra Association now, not Facebook. New York State Attorney General Letitia James announced 47 U.S. attorneys general plan to join a New York-led antitrust probe into Facebook. The investigation was first announced in September and will focus on Facebook's industry dominance and whether anti-competitive conduct resulted from that. Facebook announced it began rolling out tests of Facebook News to some U.S. users. The dedicated Facebook News page will offer top stories curated by a team of journalists, be personalized based on what you read, offer verticals for business, entertainment, health, science and tech, and sports, and allow you to link paid news subscription with Facebook. The news page organizes sources into four categories: general, topical, diverse, and local news. In this test, local stories will surface from publications in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas-Fort Worth, Philadelphia, Houston, Washington, D.C., Miami, Atlanta, and Boston. AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and Sprint announced the Cross-Carrier Messaging Initiative, a joint venture with plans to bring Rich Communication Service, or RCS, to customers by 2020. The CCMI plans to release an Android messaging app with RCS support next year, with support for typing indicators, higher resolution attachments, better group chat, and potentially the global universal profile standard. The organization also pledged to work with other clients to ensure RCS compatibility. Speaking to The Verge, CCMI General Manager Doug Garland wouldn't comment if the new app will offer encryption, stating that it intends to make sure that chats are private and an experience customers can trust. A Huawei executive told Reuters Friday that the company is in early-stage talks with U.S. telecoms about licensing Huawei's 5G technology. Huawei Senior Vice President Vincent Peng said telcos had expressed interest in both a long-term deal and one-off transfers. eMarketer reports that Apple Pay has passed Starbucks mobile payment as the most popular mobile payment app in the U.S., the first time a generic mobile payment app has led the category. eMarketer estimates 30.3 million Apple Pay users in 2019 to Starbucks 25.2 million, followed by Google Pay with 12.1 million and Samsung Pay with 10.8 million. Apple Pay is expected to be available in 70% of U.S. retailers by the end of 2019. U.S. users are estimated to spend $1,545 per year per person using proximity mobile payments this year, up 24% over last year. Image sharing site Imgur wrote in a blog post that it will no longer display content from Reddit's NSFW communities on its site, saying, over the years, these pages have put Imgur's user growth, mission, and business at risk. NSFW images previously uploaded to Reddit and hosted on Imgur are keeping their original URLs. NSFW images can still be uploaded to Imgur if they're marked as hidden. Imgur says it wants to be a fun and entertaining place that brings happiness to the internet for many, many years to come. Reddit introduced its own native image hosting 3 years ago. And finally, the Information reports that Sony began talks with banks several months ago to explore the sale of its PlayStation Vue streaming service, according to sources. The service reportedly has a subscriber base around 500,000 households, and any potential deal would be valued in the tens of millions of dollars. Despite raising prices three times since launching in 2015, PlayStation Vue reportedly remains unprofitable for Sony. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.